Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha. Welcome to Talking Pictures. Tonight we are going to review an official selection at the San Diego Film Festival. This is episode number 2 for the festival. Last night we gave you a brief preview of some films, panels, some awards, some cool stuff going on. Tonight we're going to review a film we mentioned last night, a film and Then There Was Eve, well, sorry, and Then There Was Eve. And it was the Jury Award winner Fiction at the Los Angeles Film Festival back in June. And it's directed by, again, any names I pronounce wrong, I apologize, Savannah Block. She was also one of the co-writers with Colette Friedman. This was such a great cast. I'm going to kind of just go through the log line and some of the synopsis. This had write-ups in the L.A. Times. L.A. Times said it seems as though this remarkable likeness is, at least in part, a testament to the creators of And There Was Eve and their commitment to authentic narrative. That took the words right out of my mouth in a more poetic L.A. Times writer who's probably writing on Deadline and has to represent the L.A. Times. Not in a derogatory way, but I've had the good fortune to write for magazines and newspapers, and I know it is just such a different art form than getting to host a podcast and say what you want. Anyways, this director, Savannah, has been wonderful. We've been sharing some emails, excuse me, and I usually take that time. This is part of the film because I believe, obviously, how the director is as a person sets the tone of the film. I think so many people forget that. They think a great filmmaker can just make a great film. They can be a technician. They can be a psychologist. They can have crewed lots of films. But at the end of the day, they have to have some spirit and they have to have something to bring to the table in terms of being a good human. And I think it starts there. That's just my opinion. Now, and then there was Eve. Of course, the main actress, Tanya Nolan, Alyssa, great act. You know, this cast was just so wonderful. Sometimes I get films on here where, because I'm a filmmaker, it's hard to not spend time paying attention to things that are not for the review. Like, you shouldn't be wondering, wow, the locations were so awesome. How'd you get permission to film there? Or, wow, that was such great use of that street I love in San Diego. So I'll go into the log line here. A woman grapples with the loss of her husband while learning to love someone new. Definitely a hard thing. Not going to get into any personal things about that, but this material was handled so well. This director, she definitely understands the human condition. There was some things about the story that I don't want to spoil, but they touched on social issues. And she did that without hitting us over the head with a sledgehammer. I don't like the labels that one of the social issues that the film kind of looked at. I don't like labeling it, but it's just the way our culture is right now, unfortunately. Let's see. This great package, again, we like working with Sarah Finley, so a hello to her. That was great collaborating on. Savannah is an American South African filmmaker and a graduate of the USC School of Cinematic Arts. Her short film thesis was distributed, and after graduation, she started shooting and directing promotional content for nonprofits. And so this is where I can kind of see that the director, and sometimes I don't read these things because I don't want to have a bias going into the film or a judgment, not a judgment, I don't know. I'm not a dictionary, but I'm at a loss for words right now because this film is something where, you know, the cinematography was fantastic. Joanna Coelho, born and raised in France, which is funny because when I was watching this film, I thought this feels exactly like a French film to me, and she got her MFA in cinematography at AFI. So these are some serious filmmakers here, USC and AFI. Film school, of course, is what you make of it and what you do with it, but we have the utmost respect for AFI and USC. This was, I'm really laughing myself because one of my questions for the director was going to be, were you purposely trying to make a French film? Because it felt so, you know, when we get far into our film career, talking about Truffaut, Godard, all those things sound like film snob talk, but they become part of our language of how we communicate. So this cinematographer really knew how to capture, and of course it goes hand in hand with the director, but the cinematography was something I wanted to say was simply incendiary in this film. San Diego is such a beautiful town. I've been to 35 states. It ranks in my top three, or it's tied for my first favorite. I really want to give kudos to this director cinematographer duo. Of course, it takes a team. Making a film takes hundreds of people. It's not just the director or the actors or the cinematographer. So we want to give kudos to the crew. If I had to give the pull quote, the what we say about a film, I would say that this is an amazing work of art that truly captures its story and wonderfully walks through the layers of life, and life being the metaphor of the film itself. I was really, not that I expected not to be, but there's few films that you get that truly astound you and really make you want to go back to them. Unfortunately, just right now, we're covering so many other films for San Diego that I didn't have time to give it a second and third view, but I am very thankful that Savannah reached out, and I know this film is going to do well. By the way, it's playing at the San Diego Film Festival at the Regal Cinema Horton Plaza at 3:30 on the 7th, which that's Saturday night, and on Sunday at the UTC La Jolla ArcLight at 2:30. For anyone that doesn't know, and this isn't derogatory, I said it on air yesterday and on our Facebook videos, it's La Jolla and downtown are like two different planets. So you have a chance here to enjoy two different festivals, two different auras, two different styles. Just depending on your age, how mellow you are, how chill you like to be, what your vibe is, decide which showing you want to go to. I'm someone who would lean towards going to the Regal, and I say that with one of my best friends. His wife is from La Jolla, so I have nothing against it. But ArcLight, they always have really nice theaters. The Horton Plaza is a great cinema as well. So with that, I want to let you guys know that tomorrow we are going to be having Savannah on the show. We are always so thrilled, blessed, thankful that we get to have these films, that I can watch a film, fall in love with it, and then know that in a day or two I'm going to actually talk with the director. So I think the greatest compliment that we can give the film is I'm speechless by the guts and bravado of the story it told and how well it told it. I'm sure that sounded kind of weird. I shouldn't have said told. But as you can see, I'm very excited about this film. I hope you guys get out and see it again. And Then There Was Eve, directed by Savannah Block. She'll be on our show tomorrow. Check it out the 7th at the Regal Cinnamon Horton Plaza at 3:30, or on the 8th at the UTC La Jolla ArcLight at 2:30. I guarantee you'll be pleased. Put it on the top of your list and check it out. Go to sdfilmfest.com for more info. Again, sdfilmfest.com for more info. Got tons of stuff going on, kicking off the 4th through the 8th down in San Diego. That's going to do it for us. Take care and aloha.